Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a fantastic Friday today. You guys are staying strong and healthy. You guys are continually getting the truth out there every single day like we encourage you to do, and we thank you for supporting Health Masters. We got the all-new website that we're going to be bringing out probably next week for testing. I've been working on behind the scenes. We completely restructured it. I had a whole new team come together and put together a new website. Now, what's going to be cool about this, and I'm doing this for you guys.
we're being careful this time.
I'm being very careful this time because I want everybody to be happy and taken care of and happy with their experience with Health Masters. The original Health Masters site that we have right now that everybody loves so much in most cases that I know is old, that works really well, though, as far as getting the truth and information out there. That website isn't going anywhere.
It's staying up.
Staying up. You can use it as much as you want.
So it will be up there
for the foreseeable future. It will still be up there. I'm building a whole new platform with a whole new option.
It's classic Coke.
But yeah, we keep it classic Coke, classic Health Masters. New website, new name, Team Health Masters. It's going to have all the newest graphics, all the newest tech, all the newest options with the auto ship and all kinds of different things on there that's really, really cool. But again, if you don't like that website, we still got the classic Coke website ready to go if you want to use that one at Health Masters. So we're going to keep both of them up for the foreseeable future, and we're going to be expanding a whole nother third website as far as with the show, kind of like a YouTube platform, but with our shows. That's in the works right now as well.
We'll have a Patreon account on that one. We're also going to have additional information and additional footage, different broadcasts, different it'll be interesting.
So we got a lot of stuff in the works right now.
Yeah, so we'll have three different websites.
We're not sleeping around. Don't worry about that. We're not sleeping on you. We're ready to go.
We're not sleeping around.
I didn't mean like that.
We're not sleeping.
We're ready to go. We're ready to rock and roll.
We're
not taking a nap. We're getting stuff out there. So, guys, be ready for that. And I did get photos. I posted on Instagram, if you guys seen it, @team_healthmasters. We do have the purple sticks in production right now. They are being filled. The sachets are being filled. The boxes are being packed. They're getting everything set up and palletized. They will be shipping next week. So I will have them on the website. I know a lot of people are going to be wanting them. I'll probably put them up once I get the shipping PO and the bill of lading, and I know it's en route. I'll probably put them up on the website for people to want to order them. It'll be, you know, a day or two before they ship out once they land. So, again, just giving everybody a heads up on that, but be ready for some new stuff that's going to be coming out.
And by the way, the whole debacle with the purple sticks taking this long was not your
no, it was
we
not.
We had nothing to do with
it. It was a very complex formula, I'll be honest with you. We tweaked it on a lot of things. We changed some stuff on it. We made it much, much better. We wanted to make it as original, but as modified and as updated and as new as we could with really, really a good kick to it, with it tasting really good, with it mixing very good, because that was one of the issues we ran into.
Wouldn't
I'll be
mix.
Honest with you. We ran into problems with that before. Is there was always a bunch of granules with acai at the bottom, and it wasn't mixing all the way, and customers were complaining
we
about that.
We fixed it.
We had problems with it again when we were testing stuff out, and I told Dad, we both agreed on it, said, this isn't work. If we're making this product top tier,
it's going to be top tier.
Yeah. It's going to mix perfect. It's going to taste perfect. It's going to last at least, you know, 2 years shelf life on it, minimum, probably 3 years as far as with the quality of the ingredients that are in it, and it works really good. It's got a nice green tea punch to it, so it's going to wake you up in the morning, give you a good little kick without the coffee, without the cortisol, and it's going to be a fantastic product, as it's always been, as helping people come down off coffee or caffeine.
This is a brand new product.
Yeah.
Brand new. And by the way, in case you don't understand the reference to classic Coke, here's the for you for those of you
who we don't endorse Coca-Cola or drink soda.
For those of you who are over the age of or under the age of 50, you met decades ago, Coca-Cola decided it was going to reformulate itself. And it came out with this brand new Coke. And a whole bunch of people hated it and they wanted the classic Coke back. They lost a huge market share because they had the old classic Coke. Finally, Coca-Cola in their wisdom said, why don't we bring the old Coke back? We're going to call it classic Coke. And they did. And people who like that kind of stuff, which I do not like any sodas, it basically is still available.
Right.
And so what we're doing is going to be the classic Health Masters website for all of you who don't want the current vinangly. Quite frankly, I'm not a big tech guy. So I kind of like things stabilized as far as this is the way it's been for 50 years or in our case, 43 years. So, you know, if you want to use the new website, you can. If you want to use the old website, you can. You can put orders in on either website, and the new one's not ready to go just yet. But it's gonna be real slick. It's gonna be real fancy. It'll have an embedded video in there for the show.
Yep.
All of that stuff's gonna be in there. We're gonna keep the show on our website along with the posting that Todd's doing for us. So in the event that something happened, we'll still have the ability to keep the archives and keep the show running. So that we wanna make it so we get shadow banned to it's unbelievable how much we get shadow banned. And, you know, I shake my head because, you know, sometimes we'll have well over 110, 120,000 listeners in a day. Sometimes they choke it down. And we're down to 6,000 or 7,000 listeners a day. I mean, I've seen it. And you're like, you can't change that much unless they're shadow banning us. And so it's crazy how that happens. So now we've got it opened up pretty much. The problem is it takes terabytes of data.
Oh, yeah.
To put the show, how many people listen to the show every month, terabytes. And so we've had to be real careful with all that. And so it's very expensive, you know, buying terabytes of data. So, but thank you guys for your support with the show. I want to get the show up to about, I'd like to get it up to about 20 million listeners a month. We're several million a month now. So if we get up to 20 million a month, we're going to really, really make a huge impact in the entire world as far as the amount of people that see the show. We have constantly, I go places and people recognize my voice or they recognize Austin or they recognize me. And so it's been interesting, the impact that we've made. So thank you for your support over the years. You mean the world to me. I love praying for you. I had the opportunity to pray for you again this morning. And you guys are just amazing to me that, you know, we can continue just to broadcast the truth to the listeners like you and you who are our family members, and you continue to support us and watch the show. And that's the biggest thing I think I see in most of these big corporations now. You know, when's the last time you heard, you know, Jamie Dimon say thank you? You know, or Fink say thank you. You never hear him say that. Or Donald Trump say, I'm sorry that I made a mistake with the COVID shot. And for those of you who love Trump, I mean, you just got to look at that one. But the reality is I want to say thank you to all of you for the support of the show and support of Health Masters and for your prayers. It means the world to me. Okay, Austin, what's your first story?
Oh, you're absolutely right. One of the big stories that's just come out now, this is interesting because we've been arguing and fighting with this as far as with ATF. There's been a bunch of gun owners for America who have been trying to fight back against this. Now that it's officially going into ruling, there will be lawsuits that are placed. I've already been told that. The ATF has submitted a new change now in their infinite stupidity, because you guys got to remember, the ATF doesn't do anything but go to the bad ideas factory and come up with new stupid things to try to put into place. And essentially, they're going to change the regulation regarding the definition of what it means to engage in businesses with firearms, stepping closer to requiring background checks on all gun purchases, regardless of circumstances. At the same time, the agency is also requesting funding for data analysis to gather gun tracing information, because that's what ATF needs to do. Why don't they actually use some of their own internal funding to track the firearms that they keep giving to the Mexican drug cartel?
Why don't they go to Chicago and fix that mess?
Yeah, why don't you talk to El Chapo, all those 50 calibers that they gave him? Maybe they could get some of those back.
The problem is those 50 calibers reach out and touch somebody a long ways away.
Long ways away. 50 BMGs, a heck of a round. They said under this regulation, it will not matter if guns are sold on the internet or at a gun show or a brick-and-mortar store. If the sell guns predominantly earn a profit, you must be licensed and must conduct a background check. Attorney General communist traitor Merrick Garland stated in a new statement on the ATF website, due to the vaguely worded ruling potentially requiring all sellers essentially to obtain a federal firearms license, critics say the change undermines the right of Americans of the Second Amendment. The issue that's running into this is clarifying the definition of a dealer and defining the terms purchase, sale, and something of value as they apply to dealers, along with the fact of engaging in business or predominantly earning a profit. So it's ATF is really they're fantastic about this, and I mean that sarcastically. They love wording things extremely vague, like extremely vague. What it does is it gives them the ability to interpret the law as they see fit on a case-by-case basis. So they don't have to actually have a hard set stone law. They just write in these really vague statements and these vague sentences and go, well, that's how we interpreted this in this scenario under this arrest, and this is why we're charging him with this now. It's insanely unconstitutional because, quite frankly, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. There's no vagueness with that. It's pretty clear cut. But again, this is what happens when you have communist traitors and alphabet agencies running certain contexts of things and controlling, I guess, firearm sales. So that's where we're at with this. I know multiple lawsuits are already going to be filed against the Attorney General and ATF and so forth for good reason. And this is just something, if you've noticed, ATF can't ever actually do their own job. They can't. They can never do their own job. All they do is go in and clean up messes and then blame law-abiding citizens. For example, Chicago. Violent city as far as with shootings. It's sad. A lot of people are caught in crossfires over there. The gang violence is crazy. There's a massive trove of machine pistols that have been coming in now. ATF can't seem to figure out how to handle the situation at all. So instead of sending in task force and sending in massive amounts of ATF agents to actually do their job and arrest people that are illegally in possession of unregistered machine guns, they simply go, we're going to make it harder for law-abiding citizens to buy firearms because, well, that'll do the trick. You know, because these convicted felons, these gangs in Chicago, if we make it harder to legally buy a gun, they're not going to illegally buy machine guns anymore. Makes sense, right? I guess when you try to put the math together, it doesn't. I feel like I'm doing Common Core when I deal with ATS laws.
Well, you know, the crazy part, they did go to Chicago, remember?
Oh, yeah.
They sent a bunch of them to Chicago to clean it up, and nothing happened.
And nothing happened.
And, you know, and don't get me wrong, there are good ATF agents. There really are. They're not all bad. They're not. They're not bad. The problem is, overall, at the core, at the leadership level, they're not.
No, it's a rogue agency.
It's a rogue agency. And they're, well, like one of the oldest agencies, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. And so they've been given, now they've known that a lot of the stuff they did, you know, with Trump, and Trump did this, remember, with the bump stocks. That basically
he did.
Saying, this is, don't forget that. And they're saying now they can't do that. Now this is an interesting article by Davis. And it says, it basically says, they're talking about what's happening with millions of people that are coming across the border. And it's really, really, it's a good article. I read part of it. Because these illegal aliens are a special class of people above anyone else in the nation, except, you know, they don't have to show ID to buy tobacco or to get on a plane or to go through TSA or to buy a gun. But these special citizens don't have to do any of that. The Democrats are even pushing to make it legal for them to vote, which many cities they already are. That's the reason that they're here, right? Because we need more people. Then the double whammy aspect is when Trump returns, will these benefits all disappear? This is the purpose of the information war being raged right now. The border fiasco is all Biden. This has been going on a long time before Biden. I got to say that. The lower wages are all Biden. The inflation is at all by product of Biden economics. No, Trump signed a bunch of that doggone coronavirus stimulus stuff too. The debt is all Biden. Not true. Not because he came in with a clean slate, but because he has increased spending to the point that we're now over $1 trillion a year. It was going to do that regardless, just to pay the interest on the debt. This is the bankers again. That's more than we spend the Department of Defense in January 2021 when we took office. The spin is that we need these illegals to help the economy. That's how they're saying it. The argument is that they will spend a lot of money, but if that money comes from the Treasury, even if it is routed through the UN and even then through the NGOs, how does it help the economy? Because it will lower wages and the big corporations will make more money and stocks will rise. That's good. But if it were true and we did need 15 million new workers, why don't we bring them in legally?
There you go.
It goes, they want, I'm sure, if it gets so bad out there on the streets, the gun battles are routine, which in many cities they already are. That going to a gas station requires a 9mm and several magazines.
It already does in some places.
No, the other day I stopped in Clearwater for gas.
Clearwater's not that even.
Ho, 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 ho. I stopped in Clearwater. I was getting some gas.
Yeah.
I'm in this little sports car, and I'm pumping gas, and some lady starts screaming at some other guy because he almost ran over her at the gas station. And every four-letter expletive that could come out of someone's mouth was coming out of her mouth. And she was screaming, looking at me, looking at everybody, running around in a wild frenzy at the gas station to the point that I thought that this was going to escalate to something much more violent. And so I didn't even finish filling up the car. I turned off the handle, put it away, said, I'm done. I'm not going to be in the middle of this. And so what the problem with all of this stuff is, he's saying that we have to do this. And then he goes, almost every Democratic city already looks like some type of, you know, hellhole. Whenever the Democrats have had their way, they always destroy their cities and their states, which is true. It's like Section 8 housing. It always gets destroyed. The other day I was reading an article about St. Louis, and they said that St. Louis, the internal components of St. Louis, downtown St. Louis, is basically turned into a hellscape as far as vacancies. And they don't know what to do with the real estate there because the prices have plummeted because
like
nobody
Detroit.
Wants to be. You know, same thing. It's just St. Louis, same way. There's a time, you know, when papers won't do it. Supremacy has to be established in the streets first, and then the victors have to write their new laws. And I agree with him on that, but I also agree with him, he's not saying this, that we have to come in at the local level. I mentioned this before a couple of years ago. We all laughed at Barack Obama because he was a community organizer. I remember Sarah Palin, who used to slam him. Well, he's a community organizer. No one really thought about it. That's a Saul Alinsky principle. That's what that is. And that's who trained Hillary and Barack Obama, the pure communist manifesto. You get into the local cities and you become the community organizer and you put the people in office who are the city commissioners, who are the county commissioners. And you basically do it through your Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan network, which a lot of these guys are high-level Masons. Just thought I'd mention that. Low-level Masons don't count because they have no idea what they've gotten themselves into. And what ends up happening is you start to control everything from a local level. You start having unprecedented growth in areas with no infrastructure. We have that here. no sewage infrastructure, no road infrastructure, but let's put another 2,000 houses.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you get to the, if you get to your local county, then you have the ability, and the local city, you have the ability to stop a lot of this stuff, provided the Masonic lodges aren't still in control of your area also. And then you get to deal with the sheriff, which we talked about yesterday with Austin. That is the most important elected official in your county is the sheriff. And you make sure whoever that sheriff is, he is a proponent of gun rights. He is a constitutionalist, that he loves Jesus. And that's one of the big problems in these democratically controlled hellholes like we talked about with Michigan and Wisconsin yesterday, when the guy was being is being put on trial now because he defended himself while people were trying to drown him. I still am mind boggled by this. And, you know, I mean, because he ends up stabbing one of these drunken teenagers, and now they're charging him for basically first-degree murder. And you think, wait a minute. They attack him. They hit him in the face. They push him under the water. They try to drown him. He comes up with a Swiss pocket knife. You know, I guess he's happy to pull a – well, he probably wishes he'd pull a corkscrew out or a can opener, I guess. But, well, you know, no, it was stupid. I mean, he wasn't carrying a K-bar. He wasn't doing that. He didn't have a Rocky knife on him. You know, not Rocky. One Rocky, it would be Sylvester Stallone, Rambo.
Oh, the Rambo knife.
He didn't pull out one of those Rambo knives. I got you now. He didn't do any of that. It's a Swiss pocket knife. Probably got a 3-inch blade, 2-inch blade on it. And he starts punching, starts trying to cut people to get off until he doesn't drown. That's how I see it. So again, you got a lot of you guys that have sent me emails on that, and you guys are all, you know, supporting him, and you're not supporting the drunken teenagers that attack.
Well, when it comes down to self-defense, and something that it's always a concept, this always plays a role in most cases, is overwhelming force. You know, if you have a person on person and there's an altercation and both people are equally matched and somebody pulls out a blade, you no longer have equal force. That person has now brought a blade. When you're one and you have 5 or 6 people jump you, you no longer have equal force.
They hit him in the face.
Right. You have overwhelming force on one person that makes it unreasonable for a person to be able to defend themselves in most cases, unless, you know, you got somebody that's extremely versed in martial arts. But then you start finding 5 or 6 people, that looks all good and great in a lot of Hollywood movies. That's very, very difficult to be involved in.
If they pin your arms and feet, you can't do anything.
That's it, man. I mean, unless you can keep everybody off you and you know really how to fight. So, I mean, but in the water, anything goes. I mean, because, you know.
Weight doesn't mean anything.
No, it doesn't mean anything. That's a whole other level of fighting and wrestling in the water. And so that's the crazy part about this is that they're pushing first-degree homicide. I could see possibly doing, like, a negligent manslaughter or something like that. But I mean,
I don't even see that.
But I mean, I could try to push for it, maybe, because I don't know. I wasn't there. I haven't seen the eyewitness accounts.
You know, if I'm going down a river, floating down a river, and somebody starts harassing me or whatever, I'm just going to try to get away from them, but you're floating down the river. You don't have a
exactly, you can't really do a whole lot.
And all of a sudden they come over, they strike you in the face.
Yeah. Okay. That's true. They're holding you under the water.
You know, they're holding you under the water and there's 5 against 1. I'm going to do whatever I have to do.
Die. You could even say the argument that, I mean, that's attempted murder. It's trying to hold somebody under the water.
Why aren't they being charged?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why aren't they being charged for assault?
Yeah.
Maybe they are. I don't know. But I mean, the thing about it is that, you know, that particular case has not made national prominence yet.
I didn't know about it until you brought it up yesterday.
Well, one of our listeners contacted me at AskDrTedB@yahoo.com, which I'm caught up on those, by the way, if you want to ask me some questions. But it is not a 911 email. Don't do that. Please, please, please. If you've got an emergency health problem, call 911. Don't. Because I may not answer for 2 weeks.
Or if you just have a health problem that you're trying to get a hold of us, call the office. Yeah, call 1-800-726-1834.
This is a terrible segue, but I'll do it anyhow.
Send it.
You know, I have been talking to so many people now that have come down with Meniere's disease after the COVID shot. And, you know, I was really not familiar with that much with Meniere's disease. It's an inner ear condition in which you have extreme vomiting. And you're basically dealing with depression and all kinds of other things. And I'd like to know if any of you had that happen to you after you got the vaccination, send me an email. I want to read your email on the show today, because I was talking to a friend of mine the other day and she was debilitated for 4 months off and in bed, throwing up, vomiting, couldn't walk. I mean, couldn't have a hold of a job now, couldn't do anything with Meniere's disease after she'd been vaccinated. And so that's a major, major problem. Now, could that be from the immune system suppressant? It could be something else is doing to the inner ear. But I thought that was kind of strange that Meniere's disease was so prevalent. So I actually posted a few articles on that yesterday, because it's one of those things that, you know, you stop and you think about it. You go, wait a minute. Is it that crazy that it's doing that? Yeah, pretty much it is. By the way, O.J. Simpson died yesterday. He's dead at 76. And he was an interesting character, probably one of the best football players in the history of the world. His family wrote on X yesterday, the ex-football star died on Wednesday surrounded by his children. Of course, he had been vaccinated. He was charged with the murder of his ex-wife and acquitted in a high-profile trial back in the 90s. You know, the trial was in 95. He died on Wednesday. He'd been diagnosed with cancer, his family said. Again, he probably has some type of terminal cancer, but I don't know that. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren, and they wrote a post on X. And it says, on April the 10th, our father, O.J. Simpson succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and his grandchildren. Good way to die. That's a good way to die. During this time of transition, his family asks that you please respect their wishes for the privacy and grace. Simpson was a successful football career before becoming the center of a high-profile trial after the death of his former wife, Nicole Brown, and her boyfriend, Ron Goldman, at their Los Angeles home on June the 12th, 1994. Notorious trial and Simpson's arrest, including the infamous low-speed chase in his white Ford Bronco, was broadcast to millions across the United States. He's acquitted in 95, but Brown and Goldman's families later sued him, and a civil jury found him liable for the wrongful deaths of Brown and Goldman in 1997. He was ordered to pay $33 million in damages to the families. You can read this yourself. I've posted it online. Probably one of the greatest of ball players in the history of the world. In fact, it was interesting. Van Green, my workout partner, actually tackled O.J. Simpson on the field.
Did he really?
Played against him. And he said he was one of the best players that he'd ever seen. But Van was also one of the best players he'd ever seen. But ended with a knee injury, got cut short after 4 years. But what's interesting about this, and this is just a little bit of a little trivia for you guys, right after that happened, it was like the day after or whatever, I was on WGN. This is way back in the 90s. And it was the number one show in Chicago. I've mentioned this before. And I'll just briefly mention it now because it's pertinent because he just died. And I was on with the show host first thing in the morning on WGN, which is like the number one station in Chicago. It was one of the top stations in the country. And I remember I was talking about how bad pork was. Well, I didn't realize that this, like, the pork belly's future of the world was broadcast through WGN. It was like the Farm Forecast Bureau. And there was a guy named Max, and he's since retired. And he was there, and I was telling everybody how bad pork was. Well, Max was a big pork guy and always doing pork bellies and working with farmers. So he actually burst into the studio through a locked door, and they opened it for him. And he and I got into an altercation. I mean, actually yelling at each other on the microphones. I'll give him credit and give him kudos for having some, guts. I'll do that for him. And it was funny. It wasn't funny at the time, but I went downstairs and I called up my 800 service, and I was, marketing a product called Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy then, which basically was a 6-week process on lowering blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, blood sugar levels. Great program, CD series. And we ended up basically doing really good sales because they said if I was willing to get into an argument like that, they thought we were getting into a fight, on the air, that we would basically, they had to believe that I believed what I was talking about. That was 30 years ago, and I can't even believe this. So I've been doing this for a really, really, really long time. And Max, he had a great career. He really was a nice guy when you got to know him. I never really talked to him much after that. I did some research on him yesterday. And I wanted to just mention that after O.J. Simpson, because I remember they kept playing the Bronco chase scene, and they were talking about it that day I was on the air. So I know about the time that I was on the air with them. So it was a big deal back in the 90s with O.J. Simpson because he was such a superstar back in the 70s. So my deepest condolences to his family. I mean, because the man's gone now. And, and I hope and I pray that he was right with Jesus, and I hope and I pray that, that he's in heaven. I really do. Whether he was involved with his wife's death or, whatever's the Ron Goldman's death, I have no idea. All I know is that they had that one defense attorney, Austin, who took that bloody glove, and O.J. had these giant hands, and the gloves were thrown at the crime scene, which had the blood of these people on it, and the gloves were so small he couldn't get his fingers on them, O.J. And I remember he said, the defense attorney said, if the glove don't fit, you must have quit. And they did. And so, but it was an interesting thing. And then, of course, O.J. a few years later got busted for, I think he pulled a gun on somebody for some of his memorabilia or something in a hotel room in Las Vegas. They ended up going to jail for a few years. So interesting life for a great football player who had some issues, I guess you could say, from a personal standpoint. But, at least we got to watch him in the 70s before all the stuff happened as far from a football standpoint. So he's hopefully in heaven. I really have you got to understand something. This is an awkward thing to talk about with him because I don't know O.J. I never met him. But, the O.J. we saw on TV, from a football standpoint, and the O.J. we saw on the trial, and everybody I've ever known who's met him, including Van Green, said he's really, really nice. So it's a strange course of events that leads a life of greatness like that to the mess that he was in with his ex-wife. And I guess you could say it this way. Be real careful who you marry, Austin.
Yeah.
If you're single, I was married for a long time to Sharon, incredibly great marriage. But be very careful on who you decide to spend the rest of your life with, because sometimes they can be good, sometimes they can be bad, and that goes for both men and for women. What do you think, Austin? What's your next story?
No, you're spot on. Absolutely. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting. You know, yesterday I was talking about iodine. This is one of the key products we have in the thyroid support is the iodine. And we also have the iodine with selenium. We also have the molecular iodine, which is really strong. And this new article came out here, and it discusses how iodine deficiency is linked to increased cancer risk and thyroid disease, which, I mean, we've talked for years on why iodine is so important for the body and the thyroid. And it talks about here, it says, if you don't have enough iodine, you can't produce vital hormones your body needs. So having iodine deficiency leads to a diagnosis of hypothyroidism and can lead to other health problems as well. This is iodine is essential for making thyroid hormones. It says the thyroid requires a daily supply of iodine to manufacture sufficient hormones. It needs to capture about at least 50 micrograms of iodine from the bloodstream each day, minimum, according to the paper published in Sultan Qaz University Medical Journal. If the iodine levels are too low, the thyroid enlarges and tries to absorb more iodine. This causes swelling and can cause a goiter. Now, here's the part about this, and Dad's explains. I'm going to have him go into detail a little bit further on this, one of the main issues that runs into this. When your body doesn't get enough iodine, and it just discusses this here, the thyroid enlarges to try to absorb more iodine. Here's the problem. It also will absorb other compounds and other toxins. This is why it's so important to make sure you're drinking purified distilled water, because in many cases, the chlorine that's in the water supply will also be absorbed in the thyroid. The chlorine's unbelievably toxic. There's also, too, we have bromine that's in bread. Your body will also absorb that. If the body has adequate iodine and the thyroid has adequate iodine, it doesn't need to absorb a lot of these compounds because it's already got a sufficient amount of iodine, and it's not constantly searching and looking and craving essentially these compounds. So that's why when you have the proper amounts of iodine and you're going and drinking purified water and you're staying healthy, the body functions much, much more properly. You don't have all these thyroid problems. Because I can tell you right now, I've talked to so many people that had thyroid issues, and I put them on the thyroid supplement, the thyroid support, and then made sure that got them on a clean diet, got them off a lot of the breads, and got them on purified distilled water, and they were shocked on how quick their body started functioning better and how better their thyroid levels and their T3 and their T4 levels were on their bloodstream, on their blood work when they got them tested. So again, this is another reason why it's so important. Another aspect too, it says breast cancer, currently affecting 1 out of 8 women, is most prevalent cancer by 2040, they're estimating. They says iodine is necessary for the normal development of breast tissue and has been shown to suppress breast cancer cells and tumor growth in the study. They says studies dating back to nearly 40 years show iodine deficiency in rats produce the exact precancerous changes seen in humans. And this goes all the way back to the 70s with this study. Another one it goes into, it says with iodine is prostate cancer, which is crazy. They said a 2007 study investigating the possible link between iodine deficiency and the risk of developing prostate cancer were linked. The findings revealed that people with the highest urinary iodine to creatinine ratios had a 29% lower risk of developing prostate cancer than those with lower iodine levels. Additionally, a history of thyroid disease doubled prostate cancer risk, and those having thyroid disease for more than 10 years had more than a 3 times risk for prostate cancer. Although the role of dietary iodine remains speculative in most cases, it is very clear that iodine is crucial for overall health of the thyroid and also other organs in the body. Because again, like I told you yesterday, the thyroid regulates so many other hormones in the body that if the thyroid's not functioning properly, a lot of the other hormones in the body and a lot of the other organs are not going to function properly. So be sure to make sure you're staying up to date on that and keeping a backup supply. This is the main reason why they recommend iodine high doses to prevent radiation poisoning, as the body basically absorbs, the thyroid is what absorbs the radiation. This is one of the reasons why we tell everybody to always keep some of this on hand as well.
Well, the other thing with iodine is this. The thyroid stores it
right
here, and the thyroid is very, very vascular, and the blood flow goes through the thyroid, you know, a lot of blood. And what ends up happening is if the thyroid senses that there's a virus in the blood, it zaps it with iodine.
Right.
It's like a little laser thing that shoots out. No, it's not really like a little laser thing.
Sounds cool though.
Sounds
pew pew.
But that's what it does. So the thyroid is a critical component of the immune system, and that's why, you know, when we were doing the healthy immune system protocol, years ago, like 3 years ago, just mentioning that it was just a healthy immune system protocol, had no other benefits, and you could read between the lines on that one. We included iodine in that because what it does. When you have iodine, nothing gets past iodine. You know, when something gets hit with iodine, that's why they use betadine solution, you know, when they do surgery on you. That's basically iodine. And they pour it all over you, and it kills everything. And so, you know, just it's a great sterilant. It really, really is. And so, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, your body needs a lot of. It needs 12.5 milligrams a day. They're trying to give it to you microgram dosing, but it doesn't work like that. It has to be milligram dosing. And one of the top experts in the world said that's the perfect dose of iodine is 12.5 milligrams. Hence, we have 12.5 milligrams in our iodine. So it's very important that you keep an iodine supplement going every single day. It massively reduces the risk of breast cancer and also massively reduces the risk, like Austin just said, of prostate cancer. As I personally believe, it massively reduces the risks of all types of cancer because of what it does. Since we're on a health topic, let's do a Daily Mail article. Dietitians reveal the 100 unhealthiest foods in your supermarket, including margarine, pickles, and stock cubes, you know, like bone broth stock. And I agree with some of the stuff I don't. Bouillon cubes can spike your salt. That's true. And of course, a lot of bouillon cubes also contain MSG. You need to be really, really careful with that. It says microwave popcorn is really bad and high in bad fat. And plus, microwaves are bad to start with. I don't cook at any microwaves. Plus, a lot of the microwave popcorn is loaded with trans fats. It said bottled water could mess with your hormones. That's because of the BPA. That's very, very true. You know, every once in a while you go to a hotel and you have valet or whatever, and they offer you a bottled water to go. I always take the bottled water, but I don't drink it. I put it in the side of the truck, you know, my pickup truck, and I put it in a little side compartment by the door, and I use it to wash my hands when I pump diesel fuel, Austin. But
there you go.
But I don't drink it because of the BPA. It says diet soda has been linked to cancer-causing chemicals. You know, it's so funny. I said this 30 years ago on seminars. Everybody looked at me like I was like, you know, from another planet. And it says now it's been shown to build up in your body. And it basically said that these things are causing brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation. I'm adding some of those. And it starts talking about all these different juices that you can buy, you know, like the Naked brand with the Mighty Mango, but they're very, very high in sugar. And they have each serving contains up to like 39 grams of sugar in a 12-ounce cola. And that one of these Naked Mighty Mango smoothies contain up to 57 grams of sugar, 20 Jeez. Grams more than a soda would.
Yeah.
And a Krispy Kreme Original Glazed donut only has 12 milligrams of sugar. But the Mighty Mango has 57 grams of sugar.
Doesn't sound very healthy to me.
Look at how much sugar's in the stuff. And, you know, it says the American Heart Association recommends to men that men have no more than 36 grams of sugar per day and women no more than 25 grams of sugar a day. So one of these healthy mango snacks has, you know, almost twice the sugar you need. It talks about margarine and trans fats and how bad they are and how you need it. It says, for example, Land O'Lakes margarine, foremost ingredient, is a blended vegetable oil comprised of palm oil and palm kernel oil. Palm oil is an ingredient that linked to cardiovascular disease. Also, consuming more than your daily recommended serving of fat can put you at a higher risk for a number of heart disease problems. Now, I'm going to stop right there because I disagree with that. Fat's not the culprit. Omega-6 fats are the culprit, and trans fats are the culprit, and basically fats that have been oxidized and are rancid are the culprit. They massively increase the risk of cancer. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've gone to a restaurant, and they want to give me a piece of fish, and also I find that it's deep-fat fried. And I'm like, whoa, 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 what kind of oil are you frying it in? How often do you change the oil? Because once that oil gets heated up, it gets boiled for a while, it gets rancid, and it's very toxic and very carcinogenic. The other day, I was at a fancy restaurant. I don't like going to fancy restaurants because they cost too much. But every once in a while, I'll go there, and I may split a meal with somebody. And I'll never forget, I'm sitting there, and I go to the guy. I said, they had this chicken, this half chicken plate. It was pretty good. And I said to him, I said, now, is this deep fat fried, or is this, you know, is this olive oil, is it this pan fried? And I said, because it said it's seared. And he goes, oh, no, it's just pan fried in olive oil. I said, are you sure? Because I've been to the same restaurant before, and they told me they deep fat fry it for like 3 minutes at the end of the process of cooking it after they bake it. He said, oh, I'm absolutely positive it is basically not deep fat fried. And he's doing like this. He's going, I promise you, I know my kitchen. I promise you, I know what we do in the cook kitchen. I promise you. He's all in. He is all in. So it comes out. And it's completely brown all the way through, all the edges. Everything's good. It was deep fat fried. And I put my knife to it, and it just oil runs out of it. And I thought, this is deep fat fried. So I call another waiter over, and I said, could you please take this back and have it baked like I asked you to start with and not bring this deep fat fried food out? And could you send out the chef and the manager? I actually did this.
You would.
I did. I would. Because
I don't like
being lied to.
Yeah.
And so the chef comes out, oh, no, we deep fat fry that.
As the chef said that at that point.
I said, okay.
There you go.
I said, and the manager goes, oh, you eat deep fat fried that. I said, yeah, no, I told the waiter. I've been here before. Can you do me a favor, please? And he goes, well, sure. I said, could you please have the waiter updated on the way this is cooked? I know I'm right. I know I'm right. And I said, the guy was really, really sincere, but I knew he wasn't telling me the truth. He's been working here for years. And they said, we'll take care of this. And I thought, okay, thank you. And so they brought the chicken back out, and they had it baked. and then they pan fried it in some olive oil, you know, just as, you know, lightly fried it, and it was absolutely delicious. And I thought to myself, why do I have to go through that in a restaurant? Now, a lot of you go, oh my gosh, would you have embarrassed me if you had done that? I get it. I try not to do that very often. I got it. It's embarrassing. But the reality is why are you being lied to by the server? The server's been there for a year. He knows it's deep fat fried. And the other servers have told me it was deep fat fried. And now he's trying to tell me that it's not deep fat fried. Now, off that topic. Vlasic pickles, they're saying you got to avoid them because they contain polysorbate 80, sodium benzoate. Polysorbate 80 has been shown to cause cancer in mice. Sodium benzoate has been shown to increase chronic inflammation of the body, which could lead to increased risk of cancer, according to the research from Hungary's Institute of Public Health. Canned soup is high in salt, and a lot of canned soup is very high in MSG, too. Quaker oats, they say, has got a bunch of sugar added to it. It's not as healthy as you think it is. And then they talk about the Yoplait Original Smooth Style Strawberry Yogurt, and it says the main problem with fruit yogurt is that most of the flavor doesn't actually come from the fruit. Maniker said, instead it comes from added sugar and juice concentrates. Yep. With this added sugar and very little protein, yogurts like these just leave you feeling hungry, so you need to avoid those. So I want to cover those real quick. So that's why I always tell you, chicken and vegetables.
Chicken and vegetables.
Right? Organic chicken with no hormones added to it, organic vegetables, stir fry them in, a little bit of chipotle, a little bit of salt, a little bit of mustard. And they taste really, really, really good, but they get really, really boring.
Boring. Bodybuilding diets.
Bodybuilding diet. But I tell you what, it'll keep you pretty lean, keep you in really good shape, and keep your heart clicking like a dog on, you know, Swiss watch.
It does do that.
Well, Swiss watches don't click, do they? They've got that movement.
Sweep.
They sweep you. And so avoid Swiss watches that click. And avoid high-fat luncheon meats and avoid all of these things we're talking about today. And of course, you can have salmon and vegetables too. You know, wild salmon. You can have grouper, red snapper, orange ruffy, all that kind of stuff. And vegetables if you like that. You can have a steak and vegetables if you like that. Just avoid the fake foods with all the synthetic chemicals and all the rest of it in there, and you'll stay a whole lot healthier. In fact, you can get a copy of our cookbook. I don't know if we got the Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy cookbook.
Eat
Clean and Be Healthy cookbook still. Great cookbook. You get that at the office.
We got a bunch of those.
Got a bunch of those left.
Yep. All right. Did a big print on it.
Very relaxed show today, by the way. Austin, it's your turn.
It's a Friday. We've got a lot of stuff going on. Sun and Fun's this weekend, so the kids are excited. It's Hunter's birthday. So we've got all kinds of fun stuff going on today. Also, too, want to give you guys a heads up if you want to read more on it. I just got a text message from my brother to remind me to let everybody know because he wrote an article last night on thyroid support.
I read it.
Yeah, it's good.
You know, this kid, let me tell you something. This kid can write. I mean, you know, I bragged about him before, and he's also an attorney. I don't know why he doesn't put that on his article. He puts that on MBA. He's a JD MBA, and he can pop out an article in a few hours. That's. I'll be honest with you. Gosh, I hate to say this, but I'm going to do it anyhow. He writes better than I do, Austin.
I can admit.
And I'm
that,
a writer. Yeah. I have to admit, I help teach him how to write. But he has that ability just to put out stuff and make it sound so good. And so you need to read that article. In fact, if you go to if you're using your iPhone and you click on Health Master, that article pops up first. I don't know if you knew that, Austin.
No.
It shows up first.
Okay.
I mean, that's the first article.
I have it linked on the thyroid support. So when you click the thyroid support, I put the link on there right to it. So people can, a lot of times I've noticed, because I get questions about thyroid all the time, but for some odd reason, some cases don't put two to two together that thyroid support is for thyroid support. Yeah. And so I try to explain people on that, like we've put together one of the most effective formulas to help with overall thyroid, whether it's hypo or hyper. And so this article really breaks it down into it. And one of the ingredients in here that's a really big deal that a lot of people don't know about is he covers it in here as far as the ingredient list on one of the botanicals is it's the product essentially called Dulse. And Dulse is a seaweed found along the coast of the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. In a 2016 study, researchers examined the effects of consuming Dulse on various biomarkers in the body, including thyroid function. The researchers found that the consumption of Dulse massively increased thyroid-stimulating hormone in people that basically had low TSH. Additional research has also been conducted concerning seaweed consumption and thyroid health. And so all the ingredients that we have in these products, they're designed to work for a very specific reason, and they do a very good job at doing so. And that's one of the reasons why we put these specific ingredients in there. We don't just randomly come up with stuff like, oh, that sounds cool. You know, bladder rack, that's a cool product. Let's just throw it in there and see what it does. That's another basically type of seaweed that's high in antioxidant and really, really is good for the overall thyroid. Because remember, I've talked about this so many times before. The earth is loaded with all types of different nutrients. There's all types of different compounds. Almost anything that you want and you look for and you need and your body needs, you could find it somewhere on the earth. Now, the entire agricultural community now, not talking about farmers, but big agro with biotech and by Bayer and Pfizer and all these companies that are all wrapped up to now Monsanto, they have made it their life lesson to essentially ruin their life's work to ruin a lot of these nutrients and take them out of the food supply because they know how important they are. And that's why you start looking at stuff in some of these different countries where you've got these old century-long rituals as far as what they've used with certain compounds and seaweed and antioxidants, and they have really, really good health in some cases. And you start looking at this stuff and realize there's so many things you can do to maintain your overall health without having to go through the medical industrial complex. You just got to open your eyes and look for them. And that's what we try to do on this show. So be sure to read that article if you're interested on overall thyroid health. And I told you guys before, one of the things too, even for people that have a healthy thyroid, because I used to use this a lot, I'll probably use it again if I start cutting down this summer, if I want to get really, really lean, is I'll run the thyroid support for about a 4 to 6 week cycle while I'm dieting really hard. And you will be shocked on what it does as far as burning body fat if you're already eating really clean, because what it does is it basically stimulates the thyroid. You start burning body fat. Your T3, T4 levels go through the roof. And again, be careful if you do have a really active, happy, healthy thyroid and you're running it and you're dieting really hard, because you will lose weight really fast. So you got to make sure you get your diet under control and you're eating adequate amounts of protein and calories and you're not going too deficient so you don't start losing too much lean muscle mass if that's what your overall goal is. You're trying to shred down for something. Just thought I would throw that out there. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting as well. I was reading an article here and it was discussing how essentially the CIA, this guy, I was reading one of the things with the, where's it at here? How the CIA now was bragging essentially on this undercover video on the with Gavin Blinis, a contracting officer with the CIA. And they did this, I think, with Project Veritas. And he's talking about how the CIA can figure out how to put anybody in jail and set them up for anything. And now essentially they were complicit in January 6th. And it's interesting video. And it's, you could watch the video. It's online. And it goes – it's this undercover video. It's crazy because this Gavin Blinis is just throwing information out there about what the CIA does. He estimated that more than 20 undercover agents essentially that were with the FBI are now working for the CIA. And they're interconnected. Surprise, surprise. We knew this was happening. And this is why we told you so many times. The issue when you're dealing with a rogue government, which is what we're dealing with now, the president's not running anything. The CIA is running ops. They're the ones who control everything behind the scenes. They're the ones who determine what's going to happen
but
next.
But who's running the CIA?
Oh, boy. You wanted to go. You went on a rabbit hole.
I'm going there next.
We're going out. Oh, boy. This is why it's really important to understand it. Now, is there any aspect of what you can do to control this? Probably not. These guys are pretty much out of control now. However, that's like what Dad said with community planning and local levels. Make sure you know your community. Make sure you know your sheriff. That's a huge one. I cannot reiterate that anymore. I had somebody email me the other day, and they were asking me about wanting to move from an area that they were at. They lived in a certain area. I'm not going to give it out there. They essentially wanted to find another place to move to. And I said, that's really up to your choice. That's personal preference. You know, you've got to figure out where you want to move, you know, and you got to decide what works best for you. And the thing that I've told so many people in the past when I've had people ask me that is they asked about moving to Florida. Florida was a great state. Florida has a good governor. The problem that I have with Florida now, and I'm just telling you this from living here, if we happen to have a stolen election in Florida and we lose DeSantis and we get some guy like Gillum as our governor here, the
Meth-fueled gay orgy
Gillum that got busted in Miami for that. You can look that up. And they start doing full-blown communist rules and trying to mandate in Florida. Florida's going to turn sideways really, really quick.
A lot of liberals here.
People from all over the country that don't need to be living here, moving here.
And Palm Beach County.
Palm Beach County and all the other counties. You know, there's been places now, you know, areas I've known my entire life where it's always conservative areas. Now you got people that are scared of guns, people scared of fireworks. People scared of anything whatsoever around the areas now. Oh my gosh, there's party fireworks going off now. We've got to call the cops. Everybody just call the cops all the time for everything. We're terrified. Guys, listen, you live in Florida, get used to it. We shoot guns down here. We hunt gators. We kill snakes. We do Florida things. So if you move down here and you don't like it, please feel free to move back to somewhere else. Just don't stay here if you don't like it. Now, all your cool Patriots that come down and visit us all the time, you guys are great. You guys, some of you guys actually moved down here. Super cool. Love hanging out with everybody. It's a blast. But if you want to come down here and tell us what we have to start doing to make you feel better about yourself so you don't have to play with your Play-Doh and you don't have to run inside and, you know, pet your invisible animals because you're so scared and terrified of what's outside, please, by all means, California's got plenty of houses out there you can go back to. Just a side note.
No, well, if you're a – gosh, I shouldn't say this. If you're a pencil-like pansy.
I could add another one to that, too.
Go to Broward County.
Yeah,
okay? you'll fit right in. You'll be like, wow. Okay. Speaking of pencil neck pansies.
Oh gosh, what we got now?
Yeah, you see that? Raffy. When I was a kid, we used to draw these all the time. Now we've got a guy who basically also draws them, who basically does all kinds of motorsport stuff. And I saw that, and there's a reason I brought up Rat Fink today.
Okay, where are we going?
Here we go. Larry Fink.
Oh gosh.
You guys had to think, what the heck is he doing with this?
Here we go. Larry Fink. There he is. Okay. He's CEO of BlackRock, if you guys didn't pick up on that one.
BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. I mean, this guy is just he basically helped grab the Fed bailouts in 2020. He's now lecturing struggling seniors on making more sacrifices. He's a billionaire.
Wow, billionaire. Billionaire lecturing retired on sacrifices.
Yesterday, or this is a few weeks ago now, billionaire Larry Fink. Rat Fink, boy, chairman and CEO of the giant investment manager BlackRock, released his annual letter to shareholders. And it, Fink, revives the same old trope that billionaires, you know, were taking on a road shown back in 2013. Back then, the billionaire propaganda was called generational theft, how entitlement spending is stealing opportunity from Americans' youth. Every time there's talk of raising taxes on the super rich, some of whom paid less taxes than plumbers and teachers through tricked up tax dodge known as carried interest, the billionaires launch a concerted effort to scapegoat struggling seniors living on an average monthly retirement of $1,772.51. Wow. The inability of younger Americans to save enough for retirement couldn't possibly have anything to do with Wall Street gobbling up two-thirds of lifelong retirement savings and fees. You hear that? Two-thirds of lifetime retirement savings and fees. And I realize, I'm going to stop for 1 second. I got to be careful how I say this. There's some very good financial planners out there. There are. Some of them listen to the show, and I commend you guys. You guys really think about your clients. You really care about the investments that the clients are put into. But then you got that group of financial planners.
Oh, yeah.
They don't care if you make money. They don't care if you lose money because they get their fees. If you buy, they get fees. If you sell, they get fees. And they get holding fees.
Yep.
And they get carrying fees. And they get looking at you fees. And they're getting like, I was nice to you yesterday.
I get looking at you,
you know, and, you know,
I answered your email today fee.
You know, yeah, you know, and I thought about you last week fee, you know. It's kind of like, you know, I'm not going to do another amoeba dance. The other day I did an amoeba dance.
I love the amoeba dance.
I got letters on the amoeba dance.
Amoeba dance, bro. You're gifted.
You know, I did an amoeba dance on the show the other day. And when I was talking about, you know, I was talking about amoeba wanting to be a human. And I get emails about the amoeba dance. Thank you. You made me laugh. And you said you laughed like crazy when you saw me do the amoeba dance. So here's this thing. Larry Fink, God, I don't want to look at him again. He basically is sitting here as a billionaire. He probably makes tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars a year. I don't know what he makes. I don't really care. But, you know, this is just crazy. You know, it says, and the Fed was not the only central bank receiving direction from BlackRock during the pandemic bailouts. Wait a minute. He's telling the Fed what to do? And this is not the first time BlackRock has been taped by the Fed to oversee unprecedented bailouts in Wall Street. The other day, Sun and Fun. I'm going to segue back to Austin after this because I see these guys with this Larry Fink. What a name. I'm talking to this guy. He's the CFO of a major financial institution in New York City. He has to commute there every day. He's the head guy. And this they manage huge assets. He told me the name. I can't tell you the name out of respect for him. And he told me, I said, well, what's your main purpose? He says, my main purpose there is to keep the guys out of jail.
What?
Yeah.
That's his main purpose.
Yeah. He said, I got to keep them out of jail for what they do and the investments they make or whatever they do. He didn't elaborate. I'm like,
oh, yeah, I'm sure he can.
And I'm like, okay. And he's a fellow pilot, really, a really nice guy. And he was talking about, you know, in New York, he had, you know, how much money they charge just to drive into the city now on your plate every day and how he just takes a commuter train in. And I thought to myself, and he has a nice plane. He has a 172. It's a Skyhawk. I mean, he didn't fly it down. He flew it down on commercial, but you know, it's a nice little plane, little Cessna. It's actually the most, it's the most widely sold plane from Cessna. and it's still in existence, but they've been making the thing for like 70 years. And the crazy part about it is that, you know, he's telling me he keeps him out of jail. And, you know, and BlackRock and State Street and all these different types of people, how many times do they get charged with stuff? You know, and they're basically talking, I'm not going to mention any names, and they have all these felonies against them, all the rest of the stuff. Sadly, all of this stuff is because they want the money and they don't want us to have the money.
Exactly right.
You know, I think my Social Security is $2,200 a month. That's it. $500 a week. Now, I got to ask everybody a question here. How do you live on $500 a week? By the time you pay your utilities and you actually buy food, you pay for gasoline or diesel fuel, or you make a truck payment, or you make a house payment, there's nothing left. And so now they're saying it's becoming increasingly more difficult for people in their 60s to retire. And it's true, because the inflation has gone through the roof. You know, I go fill up my diesel now, it's 125 gallons a tank. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of money for fuel. And you think to yourself, you know, this is crazy. I mean, so if you're buying a tank of diesel, you know, every week, which I do, you know, that's $500 a month.
Well, especially think too, if somebody's on Social Security and they're retired, they're probably wanting to travel. They're wanting to do stuff. I mean, if you want to go grab a truck like that and you want to travel cross country and you got a trailer, I mean,
how do you live on $1,700 a month?
Well, yeah. You're running, you know, $1,000 a month or whatever, just in diesel fuel, driving around $2,000 a month in fuel.
And hence, here I am. I am not retired. How do I retire on that?
I mean, you're not going to retire. Well, you get bored if you retire.
I would get bored. Well, you know, the thing about it is, I feel as though somebody asked me a few years ago, if you could do whatever you wanted to do right now for the rest of your life, what would you do? And this is a well-known physician. You'd know her name if I gave you her name, because she's been a guest on the show before. And she's a good friend. And I said to her, I said, I feel like right now I'm in the perfect will of God, God's love for my life right now, perfect will of God. And I said, I'd do exactly what I'm doing, because I'm out here talking to you guys every day. I got a gazillion friends running around. I mean, all over the world. I mean, we got people run into us. They know us. And I really feel we're making a difference. Now, when I felt we weren't making a difference anymore, I'd do something else. But as long as I know that I'm in God's will. And then I had another person ask me a couple of years ago. They said, what makes you nervous? This is an interesting one. And I said, well, I'm a pilot. It's hard to get me nervous, because I'm trained not to be nervous. You know, you don't want a pilot flying a plane with high anxiety.
No.
You know,
like, oh my God, not the job. It's just not the job for you. If you've got an issue with anxiety and you're working through supplements and you're working through mental stuff, there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody needs help sometimes. We're always here to help you guys as far as with natural solutions. But there's also certain jobs you probably don't need to be in if you're having those type of issues. That's just a fact. And being a pilot's one of them.
Well, no, it is. I remember, you know, I've had several emergency landings, and I mean, I wasn't jumping. You were with me on two of them.
Yeah.
And I only had two of them. And so the crazy part about it is that, you know, if you have a high anxiety, you've got a problem, or if you're nervous. And so I told her, she said, well, does anything make you nervous? And I said, not much. And I said, except there's one thing, being outside of God's perfect will for my life. That makes me nervous. And she goes, well, I've never heard that before. And I'm like, yeah, that was because I was thinking about it. Because, you know, if we know our footsteps are ordered by the Lord and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, why would we not do everything we possibly can to stay where God wants us to be? You know, if you got a job that you absolutely hate, you're going to spend the rest of your life there? Just asking. You remember the three questions I always tell you to ask? What am I doing? What's it doing to me? And is that okay? And if you answer those questions honestly, you can make a decision on the things that you choose for yourself. And that's why I really love being on here with you guys. Because right now, you know, right now, in this very second, I'm having a fireside chat with a lot of people, and we're talking about life in general. And we're giving you some advice that I've seen over the years that works pretty well. And we're trying to tell you the truth with a lighthearted, you know, antidote here, you know, showing you a picture of a rat fink with Larry Fink. And, you know, I'm trying to make this really yuck news as positive as I possibly can, because you guys need encouragement. Nobody needs to hear negative stuff all the time. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. I pray that God blesses you, that he keeps you, that he allows his face to shine upon you, that he's gracious unto you, that he grants you grace, mercy, peace, love, prosperity, and success and happiness all the days of your life with your spouse and with your loved ones, and that you'll really enjoy being on this planet while we're here for this short amount of time, and that we can always think and put Jesus first in our lives. That's what I pray for all of you who are listening today. That's why I constantly thank you for your support, because if it wasn't for you supporting the show, how would we monetize it? How would we pay our bills? How would I live on my $2,200 a month, honestly? You know, I mean, this is a crazy thing that we have right now, that we're all working together to try to figure out how we're going to proceed with this and keep the country intact for as long as we possibly can for our children and for our grandchildren. It's getting really awkward out there. That's why always keep your hearts and minds in Christ every single day. Because remember, the same power, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Always remember that. Austin, what's your next story? We're almost out of time.
Oh, you're 100% right on that. That's another reason, too, why I've continually told everybody, make sure, you know, you're staying physically and mentally prepared. Make sure you're staying active. Make sure you know how to defend yourself, defend your family, because things are getting stranger and stranger, especially the fact when you go out in public now, you have to use so much situational awareness, which isn't a bad thing. It's just part of the times. No reason to complain. It is what it is. But like Dad was talking about earlier, that gas station stuff starts escalating and people start screaming and yelling and jumping out of vehicles and getting in altercations. Is it something that you want to step in? That's your choice. Something you want to step away from? That's your choice. But use the best decisions of what you're doing, especially if you have kids with you. I cannot stress that anymore. I talk to my friends about that all the time. A lot of them are very awake, especially a lot of my guys that I train with, is when you're out in public and you have your kids with you, it's a completely different scenario because no longer are you there in that position to handle it. If it escalates, it escalates. Handle it. Now you have your children, which then become your top priority as your security assessment at that point. That is them, is to protect them. That is the number one job, not you, them. And so you have to assess everything and look at most cases where it's best to get out of a situation, take care of them, protect them, than it is to engage in a situation at any and all cost. Always remember that when you have young children. So again, something to stay up on and continue to encourage your children how to defend themselves as well. I know martial arts isn't for everybody. I know it is what it is. Some people like it. Some people don't. Don't care on your opinion. I think it is a staple for a young man to be able to defend himself and know how to fight and defend his friends, family, his girlfriend, whatever that is. I think that is a mandatory aspect of being an American, of being in a constitutional republic. That is something that is required, in my opinion. Again, it's my opinion. Don't care about anybody else's opinion. That's mine on it. And so, again, I'm serious. I've gotten an argument. Why do the kids need to be in martial arts? Because that's my opinion on it. Because I've seen what's out there, and I know what's out there, and I've been involved with what's out there, and I know for a fact life is much better when you know how to defend yourself. So stay strong, my friends. Keep your kids strong. Get them in jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, karate, taekwondo, whatever it is, my opinion. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome evening. Have a fantastic weekend. It's Friday.
And make sure you teach those children situational awareness.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because, I mean, you don't want to go to crime scene number two. Wherever it happens, where you want to stay. You don't want to get an escalating somewhere else. Be very, very careful to go out in public, especially with kids nowadays, because there are a lot of real...
The traffic is real. It's not a joke.
And just be careful with that, and just make sure if you're anywhere in public, you make sure you hang on to your kids. Really, really important.
Absolutely.
I love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Thyroid Support on sale, product of the week, 12% off. Be sure to read the article on the Harrison Road. Great article. Have a great weekend, my friends. We'll talk to you again Monday, as always.
Love you guys.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.